such set, I will be representing here my PhD student, Victor, who didn't make it to come here. He finished his PhD on a volcanic chronosequence in central Mexico, and here we are showing the results related to rates of pedogenic processes along this chronosequence. I also want to acknowledge Lorenzo Vasquez. He's a geomorphologist, and he helped us with several aspects of this investigation. So as we all know, soil-forming processes take much longer time than our life, and we have a problem there. We cannot study the same study object to understand how it evolves, and so we need to use a different approach. We used to look for study objects that have been exposed to, and there we take a very brave assumption, to the same soil-forming conditions for long periods of time. That's generally a problem. But nevertheless, we think that chronosequence studies give us a lot of insight into rates, and that's why, well, we think that we are privileged in living in the Trans-Mexican Volcanic Belt. That is an ideal site for doing chronosequence studies. It's volcanic material that started in the late tertiary to be ejected, and it covers Mexico, or it crosses Mexico from east to west, and it goes from sea level to above more than 5,000 meters in altitude. So due to this altitudinal range, we also have several climate zones. So we are now trying to look for different sites in which we can do these chronosequence studies, and Victor was our first victim coming along, and then we invited him to do it under temperate climate in the Sierra del Chichinautzin volcanic field. The Sierra del Chichinautzin volcanic field is south of the Basin of Mexico. It covers more than 2,000 square kilometers, and it has more than 200 monogenetic scoria and cinder cones that have associated lava flows and soils that have been forming on top of tephras deposited on those lava flows. This volcanic activity is always associated with a lava flow and then with several pulses of tephra emissions in a quite short time frame, and then it stops, and then pedogenesis starts. So, fortunately, I have a brother who is a volcanologist. That's my brother Klaus, and he has been doing a lot of research here, well, in Mexico in general, but here he has dated several of these lava flows by picking up charcoal just beneath the lava flow at several sites surrounding it and dating it by radiocarbon method. So we have quite accurate initiations of these deposits. So, also the whole volcanic activity is fed by the same magma chamber, and so the composition of the magmas and the tephras are similar, andesitic to basaltic. So here is the list of the sites that we chose, out of which we have the best dates. And you see in the Sierra de Chichinautzin, it goes from ages from 1,800 to more than 30,000 years. And additionally, we took one site at the Popocatépetl volcano that is in the eastern part of the Basin of Mexico. And here the soils we chose are developed on a 1 meter thick pumice deposit that is a little less than 1,000 years old. And then we also wanted to go like further in time, and we looked for an older place. And we found a place at La Catedral volcano that is in the northwestern part of the Basin of Mexico. And here we know for sure that at least in the last 100,000 years, no close-by volcano dropped in important amounts of tephra. Well, we cannot exclude, of course, that the Popocatépetl or the Nevada put in some centimeters of ash, but it wasn't a big deal. So another important thing when doing chronosequence studies is how to select your sites. You really have to take care that you look for similar conditions at each site. So Victor went out to the field and did a lot of auguring before he decided where to put his pits. And the main criteria was he has to look for lava flows covered with tephra and positions that are more or less expected to be stable geomorphologically speaking. And he looked at sites at around 3,100 to 3,200 meters. We included later one site at 2,600. I will explain you in a moment why. And all the slopes should be around 10 degrees, oriented to the southeast, and looking for vegetation cover with pine forest and the least disturbed as possible. So here you have the Sierra del Chichinautzin profiles. In all my next graphs, I will always show you the Sierra del Chichinautzin in these yellow colors, and then the Popocatépetl in green, and La Catedral in blue. And the rates that I will show you, we calculated only on the Sierra del Chichinautzin profiles, just that you know. And then you see in this Sierra del Chichinautzin chronosequence, we have an increase in soil thickness along these 30,000 years. We can find at several places, let me see if I can manage here with the mouse. No, I don't. Yeah. At several of our profiles, we find buried A horizons, like here and there. Oh, I'm very bad in this kind of mouses, so I stopped doing that. But we found buried AH horizons in several of these places. So we see that this chronosequence has been growing up, and it's because it gets tephra inputs not only by the tephra that builds the foundation of these soils, but continuously the surrounding volcanic activity is giving some input. The Popocatépetl site looks much deeper, but in reality it's a very shallow AH horizon and then followed by a sequence of these sea horizons of the pumice deposit. And on the other side, we have first these La Catedral sites that are shallower comparatively than the Chichinautzin, the oldest Chichinautzin site. And while looking and describing the profiles, we found that this material has a large proportion of reworked material with a lot of tiny, small pieces of charcoal inmixed in the whole profile depth. So we saw that particularly this site was heavily disturbed by erosion and colluviation processes. And that's why we went then downslope and looked where is the material going to, and where there we find very deep, more than 2 meters deep, reddish, clayey soils, very deeply developed. So we, as I said, fitted these, we fitted linear regression models to the Chichinautzin data in order to get like these rates calculated. And well, yes, we can fit quite a good regression and see that we get like 19 centimeters every 1,000 years accretion along our site. And then if we go to the sites that are older than 100,000 years, you see that those soils are not so thick. The pH values in the A horizon, marked here with dark black symbols, are slightly more acid than in the B horizons, which are circumneutral. And you see a quite good buffer capacity of all these soils. Only the youngest Chichinautzin soil has really values around 5. And then as pedogenesis goes on, you get a release of base cations that immediately help to buffer out the pH. The soil organic carbon along the Chichinautzin chronosequence also increases linearly with time, up to 10,000 years. But then the 30,000-year-old, we already get like a drop of the carbon accumulation. I will come back to that in a moment. And it is then similar to what we've still found at the 3,000 meters height in the 100,000-year-old site. Here I plot the crystalline clay content. Again, we have a linear increase in the first 10,000 years, and that we can fit a significant regression to that. And then, well, I made this just like for playing, put in another line from 10,000 to 100,000. The regression is not significant, but well, we still see a trend of getting a little more clay, but at a different rate. Then, well, here I plot as indicators for soil short-range order minerals, the aluminum and iron extracted with oxalate in the dark. And again, you see a linear increase up to 10,000 years, and then a little bit a smaller rate, it seems, to the, between 10,000 and 30,000 years. And then to 100,000-year-old soils, we seem to lose again our short-range order minerals. There seems to be something then crystallizing out. And the pyrophosphate, aluminum, and iron follows a similar trend, that you have a linear increase up to 10,000 years and less in the older, in the 30,000-year-old soil. But still, you have quite some pyrophosphate extractable aluminum in the 100,000-year-old soil. That's, this is the crystalline iron oxides approximated by these sodium dithionite extractions. And here we get also linear increases. I could, well, the fit is for the whole Chichinautzin sequence up to 30,000 years, and it follows a linear trend. And you see that also this iron oxides increase in the oldest soil that is at 2,600 meters. The clay mineralogy is dominated by allophane, particularly in the B horizons that are closer to the surface. And there you only find traces of halloysite in soils from 6,000 years and older. And kaolinite we did only find in the soils that are older than 100,000 years. And no allophane, only in the site that is lower than, that is at 2,600 meters. Interestingly, in the buried B horizons, we have halloysite already in larger concentrations from soils older than 6,000 years. Then, well, I made a plot with the soil classification. I don't know if you are interested. And then I also did this with the WRB. I apologize. I forgot that I'm going to the U.S. and I should put this in the U.S. soil taxonomy. But very quickly, these are the indicators. I think you use the same indicators. And, well, it works quite nicely. We have vitric andosols in the first 3,000 years, and then later on we keep on having andosols even in the 100,000 years, but only at 3,000 meters above altitude. And as you go down in altitude, then you go into the Lixey salts that would be in the U.S. soil taxonomy, the Ustalps, the Alfie salts, no? So here it would be then an Ustic regime and then an Ustalf, and the others are Udans, no? So, okay. So the conclusions, well, yes, we can fit regressions to these data, and we can get some rates of pedogenesis, but particularly the whole chronosequence is influenced by these depth increases due to the periodic additions of tephra. So, and then in the sites that are older, we see that disturbance due to erosion and colluviation processes are changing things. And so we don't really have a soil chronosequence, we have more a volcanic landscape chronosequence that has as a part of it these continuous additions of tephra, and that has, of course, to be taken into account when you compare the rates that we have found with any other sites. So for that, I would thank you for your attention, and thank you for coming.